This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name, Kelly Dissocia. Kelly Dissocia. Date of birth 12/27/1978. Date of appointment January 8, 2026. Requesting physician William Mayers, WILLIAMMAYERMD. Dear Dr. Mayer, I have the pleasure of seeing Kelly Dissocia today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who on May 1st, 2024 fell asleep behind the wheel. Last thing she remembers, she got coffee and sat in the car. She drove 5-10 minutes without remembering. She went into the ditch, vaguely remember getting out of the car, hit head on the steering wheel and side of the window. With unresponsive episode, probably lost consciousness, went to the Albany Medical Center. She was in the hospital for 9 days. She was in and out of the confusion at that time. She fractured the left orbit. They put the plate and then plate was taken out. They diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. On November 21st, 2025, while driving, she hit the telephone pole. As per the patient, someone coming from the opposite side with high beam light, airbag was deployed. She hit head on the bag with loss of consciousness for a few minutes. She woke up in the car. One person pulled her out of the car. She went to the Albany Medical Center again, where CT of the head, CT of the C-spine, CT of the abdomen and pelvis were negative. CT of the chest was also negative. Now she is having constant non-stop headache, legs shakes uncontrollably. Memory is not good. Headache daily. It involves the sides of the head, sharp throbbing with nausea, with vomiting sometimes. No photophobia, no phonophobia, no dizziness. Taking Imitrex without any help. Takes Tylenol and ibuprofen without any help. Sleep is not good. Past medical history, anxiety, asthma, concussion, cervical muscle strain, chronic pain syndrome, depression, diaphragmatic hernia, drug dependency, fibromyalgia, GERD, headache, hydronephrosis, irritable bowel syndrome, labral tear of the right hip joint, left orbital fracture, LFT elevation, migraine, PTSD, sleep disorder, snoring, traumatic brain injury, venous insufficiency, visual loss, past surgical history, appendectomy, breast biopsy, breast surgery, carpal tunnel release, cholecystectomy, left finger surgery, gastric bypass, right hip surgery, hysterectomy with left oophorectomy due to endometriosis and cervical dysplasia, orbital reconstruction, right oophorectomy, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, allergy to penicillin, sulfur, toradol, tramadol, medication, Imitrex, Ambien, Tylenol, ibuprofen, vitamins, socialisti, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is working for Liberty. She is divorced, lives with the fiancé, have two children. Family history, mother deceased, Parkinson's, dementia. Father deceased with seizure, dementia. One sister with seizure and head issue. One brother. Unknown. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on the right side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes, strength 545 except right hand grip is minus 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, post-concussion syndrome. Number two, rule out epilepsy. Number three, post-traumatic migraine. Number four, close head injury. Number five, right-sided hearing loss. Number six, anxiety. Number seven, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EEG. If regular EEG will be negative, then I will order 24-hour ambulatory EEG. CT of the head, CT of the C spine is negative. I would like to start Topamax 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week, and then 2 PO 2 times daily continue. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.